Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Washington's gridiron gladiators are bringing troubled linebacker Reuben Foster to the team. The Skins claimed Foster off of waivers from the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. The 49ers released him on Monday after a domestic violence arrest. It's the second one this year for Foster. Second time he's been accused of domestic violence. What's going on with the Skins, the NFL, and domestic violence? Joining me to talk about this is Fox Sports radio host and reporter Kelsey Nelson. And you're invited to give us a call, but you need to get your calls in. We've got a shortened program tonight. Got some technical issues we're trying to figure out here. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lines are open right now. Hey, Kelsey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Surprised about this Reuben Foster situation, considering the what some would argue is lip service that the NFL has been paying to the domestic violence issue for the past several years.
You know, Harold, it's crazy now that the NFL has now become synonymous with domestic violence. So am I surprised? No. Am I surprised the Washington Redskins did it? Yes. 32 NFL teams, and Washington was the only team to give Reuben Foster a call to come on over. So, Harold, it's unfortunate, and I'm glad that the outrage is going on because everybody should be outraged. This is allowed to happen in 2018 with all of the other various problems that the NFL is currently facing.
Is the NFL taking domestic violence seriously, in your opinion? I remember after the Ray Rice incident with the Baltimore Ravens and his then fiance back in 2014, after all of that happened, there were PSAs and all kinds of other things happening, players coming forward, managers, coaches, everyone was talking about supporting anti-domestic violence issues. So what happened? Is winning more important?
I think we see that time and time again. So currently the NFL does have a personal conduct policy that states that the first time an offense of domestic violence happens, it will result in a 6-game suspension without pay. All right? But for the most part, we have not seen this happen since its inception. And then a second time offense is supposed to result in a permanent banishment from the NFL, with the term permanent, you know, it's now being used very usefully. So I think now, of course, we see week in and week out that the NFL is more on top of their bottom line in these instances of domestic violence, and it's sending the wrong message to the NFL and its fans.
What are the Skins saying about this from the front office? What's the front office saying about this issue?
Yeah, so, I mean, it came out Doug Williams, the Washington Redskins senior vice president of player personnel, when he released the statement explaining the decision. It basically seemed like he was trying to assure fans that Foster would be required, of course, to take the steps that are necessary, all right, the steps that are necessary for the commissioner's exempt list before he was even allowed to play. So the team is saying, wait, we have him, but he might not even play. That's what they're trying to assure fans. But the fact of the matter is that they actually brought him to Washington, and they want him to play, and that's the wrong message that the team is sending, especially when Washington has other players on their team. Another player had got accused of domestic violence. Another one had got accused of DUI. So Washington has a couple players on the team that are questionable to even if they should be playing in the NFL right now.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Skins, the NFL, and domestic violence. Is the NFL taking this issue seriously? Give me a call. Jamal, let's hear from you quickly. What's on your mind? Jamal, are you there?
If you'd like to make
Give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Rashad, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. My name is Rashad Johnson, and I just wanted to say that, number one, on the question of is the NFL's bottom line more important than domestic violence, I think that's obviously true because they've shown that in the past. They haven't really made, other than some certain quick policies, they haven't really made an attempt to actually rectify the and penalize the player to rectify the issue. So I think that is.
Okay. Rashad, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. David, calling from Fort Washington, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
I just want to make a comment.
Sure.
I believe that the NFL is so hypocritical. They will hire an individual who has an issue with women, puts his hands on women, allegedly. They'll have a starting quarterback who was alleged to have raped a woman and the Steelers quarterback, but they won't give a man who takes a knee an opportunity to show that he's better than half the quarterbacks out there. And that's my statement.
David, thank you so much. How about that, Kelsey? I just find it interesting that the Skins have picked up Reuben Foster, a man who has been accused twice of domestic violence. Same woman, when it happened earlier this year, she recanted, so he wasn't convicted. He's accused again, and yet the Skins really needed a quarterback just 2 weeks ago, and you've got Colin Kaepernick. His only quote-unquote crime is taking a knee during the national anthem to protest injustice in the African-American community. Why is this so upside down?
It's crazy, and you just explained it so well. So Colin Kaepernick still is without a job, and we're hearing from Eric Reed that he's still practicing 6 days a week for a chance to get back in the NFL. And he said that Colin Kaepernick has a clean record, but yet teams won't get him because they're saying he's a distraction. He'll bring negative energy to the team, and a lot of NFL teams are trying to change their image. Well, what do you think this is doing? This is why there's an outcry currently right now with what we see with Reuben Foster. You bring in a guy you said who allegedly has been accused of domestic violence just this year. It's unacceptable. And for the NFL to go through what it went through, especially after the Ray Rice video, of course, that TMZ dropped, to do this again and again and again and again, I think fans are saying enough. Now, this is just one issue that the NFL is facing. Of course, you have concussions, among many other things, and then, of course, the protests. But to not sign Colin Kaepernick, who is a very good quarterback, and people wake up, there's a lot of bad or mediocre quarterbacks right now in the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, there's no reason why anyone can say to me with a logical reason why he is not playing, but yet we give people like Reuben Foster a quick second chance, and we want them to play again in the National Football League. Because Colin Kaepernick, if you're just looking at skills, he has the skills. He proved it. He proved it week in and week out when he was in the NFL. So I think the NFL, again, just shame on the NFL and shame on the Washington Redskins, D.C. We've got to do better.
Frederick calling from Baltimore. Hey, Frederick, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, same thing. I mean, you first of all, these guys have been accused. They haven't been charged with anything. It's all an allegation. But the problem I have is, and I'm just going to give it to you straight, I hear about all these African-American guys having problems. Are there any Caucasian guys in the league? Do they have any kind of problems? And the other piece is, Kaepernick is a clean guy. You won't give him a shot, but you give all of these other questionable guys a shot, which is what most of your callers are saying. But I'll go even further over, even into baseball, where Roger Clemens was jammed up with his steroid piece. And Andy Pettit said he saw him. And in the middle of the night, another station came on the air, a sports station, and they said pretty much he was exonerated. Andy Pettit said he didn't see what he had to see. So I don't know what they do to keep the other guys from being accused and being put in the news media, but these brothers that's making all this money need to surround themselves with some people who can help them stay out of these areas of domestic violence in the whole nine yards. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you so much, Frederick. What about that, Kelsey? Is it that black viewers and black fans of the NFL, do they miss the white guys that get into trouble? Or does Frederick have a point that perhaps there are fewer white guys getting in trouble, or we just don't see them? Your thoughts about that?
You know, I'm very glad he brought that out. I think the first thing we need to think about is that the NFL, like the NBA, is majority. We have more African-Americans playing in that league. So, unfortunately, it's disproportionate that we'll see more of those instances come up. But I think we also have to think about the media. And I think the media looks at the standpoint where TMZ especially will always showcase these young African-Americans. When they get in trouble, we're very quick to see it. It's sent straight to our smartphones. So I think it's, I don't think it's that it's happening less with them. I think it's just happening more with NFL players because, I mean, the NFL is king, right, in America. So anytime an NFL player does something, we're going to see it first, maybe before a major league soccer player does it because soccer is not as big in this country. But again, the NFL, look about, the NFL is about close to 70% African American. So when we look at those numbers, I think we are going to see that more, but I think we have to be very careful with saying that African American men are doing it more. Because when you look at all sports, domestic violence is, it's different proportions for different minorities and ethnicities, so I would not be so quick to say that.
Okay. Eric, calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to just say, well, he has never been found guilty, personally. And also, his accuser said he didn't do it the first time, the same person, if you look at the facts. But that being said, the Redskins are no different than any. If he's not found guilty of these charges, then he'll play. No different than anybody else.
Yeah. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that. And to your point, the front office of the Skins did say that if these allegations prove to be true, in essence, he's out.
Right.
And the bigger issue, as Kelsey mentioned earlier, is it's not just out with Washington, but he's got, that would probably be the first strike, but he would get at least one other strike. Is that correct?
Right. So as I said earlier, the NFL, they have like a two-strike system for domestic violence. And, of course, this kind of was updated after the whole Ray Rice incident that went viral, of course, across the nation.
Let's go to Paul. Paul calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling, Paul. What's on your mind?
How you doing today? I just wanted to call in. Usually I don't call in the radio stations. But with this whole scenario with the NFL, just like she just said with the Ray Rice incident, I think it's being more publicized now that we have social media, camera phones and everything where things are being videotaped. But if we go back to the NFL in the early 80s, 90s, and even the early 2000s where we had the domestic violence thing has not been just now in the NFL. It's been going on for years. Like, let's look at Ben Roethlisberger for one instance when he tried to...
Oh gosh, Paul, I'm sorry. You are breaking up, but I will say that you do make an excellent point. Since Rodney King and the LAPD, certainly what we see has a large impact on how we react to these things. And that elevator security video of Ray Rice hitting his fiance certainly was a watershed moment. One of the things that I did want to say as we get ready to close here, Kelsey, all of the phone calls that we received tonight have been men. And I ask you, in order to turn this issue around, do we have to, and when I say we, does the NFL have to hear from women in powerful positions or the fans?
I think for sure, Harold. I think that's an easy answer. Yes, women need to be in this conversation. And honestly, they already should have been in this conversation. I think we tried to see them do that somewhat after the Ray Rice situation and tried to add a woman to the front office, even though it wasn't a high position. But I think, again, when we see this, women need to not only be a face for the NFL to say, oh, yes, we've got her, but they need to give not only just one woman, but different women a voice to make sure that this does not happen again. Because I like that everyone's bringing up the Ray Rice situation, because I just really quickly, Harold, want people to remember when the Ray Rice situation first happened, he only had a 2-game suspension, right? And that was before the video dropped. And, of course, the Baltimore Ravens were forced with fan scrutiny against them. That was crazy. I think if we had enough women at the table, it would have never just been a 2-game suspension. I think if we had women at the table, we'd make sure that domestic violence has no place in the NFL and in sports.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to end this conversation, because obviously, as we've seen, the NFL now has its first NFL referee, and there was a whole lot of hubbub about that. But, you know, remember, even in women's professional sports, the referees are men.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Without, and half the NFL fans are women. I just want to bring that point up, too. They're buying half the merchandise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we shall see what women have to say about this situation with Washington and the NFL going forward. Kelsey Nelson, Fox Sports radio host and reporter, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much. We will be in touch.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. That is the Daily Drum for this Wednesday, November 28th. I'm Harold Fisher. We'll be back to our regular 1 hour tomorrow on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Good night.